Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaws sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up.
You talk about Grey's Anatomy. Have you ever seen that show?
Oh my god, the girl I was hanging out with last night.
Oh my god, it's horrible.
Can we please stop talking about this? I'm getting triggered.
Somebody gonna die, and then there's doctors just like fucking on top of them. That's all it is. It's people dying, them feeling bad about it, and then them fucking in a storeroom.
All right, I'm triggered now. I don't want to talk about it. Let's talk about Scrubs.
No wonder girls like
Scrubs.
Is
a good show.
Yeah, that's basically what Grey's Anatomy copies.
All right, hold on. Before we get too far here, guys, let's.
Scrubs is funnier, though.
Scrubs is funny.
There's a video about Scrubs being Grey's Anatomy copying Scrubs, and basically Scrubs is funnier, but Grey's Anatomy got the women to watch it, so that's how it survived.
Yeah, well, that's what you got to do in this
world. Man, I don't think those two shows were even competing against each other. One was a comedy, and one was a drama.
Go watch the video.
Comedy element too.
Yeah, they went. They win, they're coming in. But yeah, watch the video. It's really interesting.
All right. Hold on. Just cool your jets there for a minute, you guys. Let's kick this thing off right. What's happening, freaks? Welcome to another episode of An Earful in the Emerald City. Thank you guys for joining us here. We appreciate it on this episode number 59. A week away from Christmas.
69.
Merry Christmas.
Or more importantly, Jesus's birth. I mean, let's get real here about the situation.
I thought it was that Santa.
But thank you guys for joining us here. We got another great episode for you. And we got a very special guest, too, here with us today. We've been trying to get him on for a little while. He's a good guy. He has been hosting an open mic up at Tony V's Garage in Everett. He is the... Sometimes rude and usually crude.
Never either of
them. What about Chris?
Carl Reynolds.
Hey.
Carl Woo! Reynolds joining the show. Thanks for having me.
How's it going?
Thanks for being here,
showing
big guy. Up, man.
Wow. That was a long intro, man.
I got to do it right. I mean, I don't want to sell you short at all.
You did.
I want to know. I want the people to know how much of a dirtbag you are.
Nah,
he's a little long-winded.
Tell him I wrote four books. Well, check him out on...
We usually wait till the end to give your accolades out. But, I mean, yeah.
They can't read.
Our audience isn't really into pedophilia.
They're not big readers.
Yeah, that's not really our demographic, what we're going for. But,
man.
Yeah, no, thank you guys for joining us here. Like I said, episode number 59. And we got this guy here. We've been trying to get him on for a while, so...
You've been busy?
I'm a big git.
He's a huge git, and we're not just talking about his waistline here either. You know, I mean, there's more to it than that.
I didn't think we were talking about that at all.
Yeah, that's true. It's not a good way to start it.
Speaking of fat guys, Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is fat.
He's fat. Almost on the same.
He's jolly, though. I don't want him to get healthy.
You don't want him to be skinny. You don't want healthy.
It kind of adds to his aura. Yeah. It definitely does.
It's like, leave him the fuck alone. He's been doing his job. Obviously, he's got it down. He's immortal. Leave the guy alone.
Well, why isn't he gluten-free? He should be getting gluten-free cookies.
You ain't gluten. Fuck, you're gluten-free.
Give him some almond milk.
You know what I saw? This is no shit. So you guys know who Elf on a Shelf is?
Yes.
That's a new thing.
No, it's not a fucking new thing. Apparently. No, it's been around. It's been around my whole fucking dad life. Oh, we gotta do the Elf on the Shelf. Elf on the Shelf. You know what I swear? I swear to God, I saw this today. It's for Hanukkah. It's a mensch on a bench.
Yes! That sounds awesome.
I'm thinking, yep. Whoa.
I want that.
I would have thought that the Jews had cornered this market like way faster because that guy, that elf has been around forever. And I'm like, good for you. They got something just as worthless as the Elf on a Shelf. Do you know what you have to do with this fucking thing? You have to hide it every fucking day of December for your stupid kids.
The whole month.
Who don't even believe it, okay? I've got a 13-year-old, I've got a 12-year-old, I got a 10-year-old, and I have a 7-year-old. So basically, we're doing this shit for the fucking 7-year-old, and guess what? She's not really that into it. So I was like, why do we have to keep the lie going? We hide the fucking thing every
I think it went
day.
Viral.
What's the point, though? You
it
just move it to a different
you
spot
You move it to
every
a different
day,
spot, and it's doing what? Something. It's doing something cute. Something like different. Right now, since the kids aren't going to be here until Christmas, so we don't have to like hide it again, we actually have two elves. I got one like butt fucking the other elf. So when they find it, they'll be like, I don't know what they were doing. I think they were wrestling. But the little one, I put it in a jar because I thought like that would be cool. So I put it in a jar and didn't think to leave an air crack because it's not a living thing. But when she found it, she opened it up and noticed that it wasn't moving. So she starts screaming because she believes in this stupid elf. And then I have to go down there and perform CPR on this fucking thing. Well, I don't know how to
I'm
do
glad
CPR.
You guys knew.
He's not responding. I have to get the fucking paddles. Oh, and then Jesus. I hit him with the paddles. Finally, he came back to life. And I looked him square in the eye and I said, get the fuck out of my house, elf.
Christmas is over. You're fucking
I'm like, baby, I saved his life, but he'll never be back here.
I love
kicked him out.
Fuck him. He's an elf.
I love Christmas. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great, especially if you got kids and stuff. You know, you got to go through all this shit. But man, some of the traditions that we do are just
fantastic.
They're just kind of silly.
You commie bastard.
They're so silly to me.
Yeah, where's your Christmas tree?
Yeah,
dick?
You commie.
Hey, I got some lights. You know, they're tucked away. But
they're
clear. You know,
at our place, we have a Charlie
Brown.
Gender
neutral, non sequiturs. You know,
fucking Grinch. Yeah. I have three Christmas trees in my house.
That's a little excessive. You went a little.
Oh, shut up! I'm not getting excessive yet. There are over 45. Nutcrackers going up the stairs to the upstairs of my house. I swear to God, it's like she loves Christmas so much, and guess what? Part Jew. So we have like
Chrismica?
A Hanukkah bush.
Chrismica.
That is a total ripoff.
That sounds awesome.
None of us have heard of a Hanukkah bush.
No.
And I know I've only met like three Jewish people in my life.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, you guys got to explain Hanukkah better because I think my girlfriend has it, or my wife has it wrong. I think that those two things can't exist in the same
house.
No,
they can super exist.
It seems
but
like they're kind of competing these days more than anything.
That seems a little bit upsetting that they went with a bush over a tree. They couldn't. I thought that they would try to one up the Christmas tree.
Ah, it's easier to carry the bushes around. Oh, that wasn't Jewish.
No,
well, when you're living in the desert, it's hard to find a tree.
Very
you know?
True. You got to find that one that's on fire.
Every once in a while, you can come up with a bush here and there.
Do you set that bush on fire after Hanukkah?
I don't know what the fuck we do with
it. Does it
it's fake.
Does it
make a ceremony of it.
Yeah, set it.
She doesn't do
real trees.
But we have these things that make it smell better than the real trees. So it's like I was all like pissy for like the first year that we didn't do a real tree. And then I'm like, you know, it's such a pain in the ass to go get a fucking tree. She's got them all up in the attic anyway.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? Boom. She wins this. I'm not going to enforce that stupid tradition to get a tree, you know, cut it down. Like we used to do that.
So I never was a fan of that, but I also at some point in my life had a cat. So
you have a cat?
No, I don't have, fuck them. I don't have a cat, but I had
two?
A cat in my life. No,
I've got two of them.
God, they're evil.
One of them's kind of a scrapper. She's got like all these like fucking cuts and shit all over. Yeah. It's like, dude, I don't like you. Can you just go off and get hit by a car? Because it's like a financial thing. Dude, I don't want my cat.
Yeah.
Either one of them. You want a cat?
You could give your cat to PETA. They'll kill it in 24 hours.
So what, are you worried about the cat fucking with the... I mean, I guess they probably do.
They do fuck with trees, but
cats
I didn't...
fuck with trees?
Yeah, there's like
a... the ornaments and shit.
They're like, you know, it's a tree. They're like, this is cool. The thing that I can go... they are literally predators. That's why they are the scariest thing if we go to the safari. Because giant cats will eat us. We're not worried about dingoes or wolves. We're like, oh, they might attack us. They're like, oh, are we hungry? Oh, fine. But a cat will just kill you just because and then bring it to its owner.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
I wish my cats would do that. We had a bat in the house. It's like, why couldn't one of you fuckers find it?
A bat? Or, Jesus Christ, you live in a really bad neighborhood.
I live in fucking Everett.
Holy shit.
My kids, I swear to God, this really happened. My kids come running downstairs. This is like 4 a.m. And they wake me up. It must have been on a weekend. And they're like, Dad, there's a bat. And I'm like, what in fuck? And I'm like, no, there cannot be a bat. There was a bat. It flew into my son's window.
Mm-hmm.
And flew downstairs and was flying around our living room.
You missed an opportunity here.
Dude, I missed an opportunity?
Yeah.
There's a bat in my house, man.
Yeah, you and your wife should have killed yourselves and your son would have become Batman.
Man.
Oh, nice.
I'll be like, babe, next time there's a bat, can we kill ourselves?
Don't.
I could just see
this is a truth. And then I had to like fight the bat. That's a real thing that happened.
I could just see you be like the scene from Black Sheep trying to fucking get that thing out of the cabin.
You have
I can't catch a bat in a pot, you moron.
I should have tried a pot. It was...
That's crazy.
Well, you said your one cat like it had scratches, so maybe it did try to fight that bat at some point. It lost. Maybe.
I don't know. I think it was raped by a possum.
I was just gonna say, what do you guys think are uglier, bats or possums?
Possums.
Man, bats are not even weird, close. Though.
Actually,
they got those crazy skin arms, you know? Or
yeah, dude. But like, if you had to be one of them, which one would you choose?
That's a tough one.
That's tough.
How is that tough?
Because a bat can fly.
Yeah. So you be the bat. That's what I'm saying.
But they probably don't live as long, though. And they're blind.
Oh, my God. Dude, you get to be a fucking bat. Why don't you shut the fuck up?
People don't like bats.
You want to be a possum? You want to be like liked by people who
I'd rather be a raccoon.
I'm already worried enough
I'd rather
about
be a coon.
Homeless.
I'd rather be a raccoon.
Oh, dude. I hate raccoons.
You racist.
I know.
I hate them. One time.
More than possums?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because they want to look cute. The possums are like, I ain't even going to try. But like,
fuck you. You don't take me how I am. You're an asshole.
It's like, you could be like a cartoon character is a stupid fucking raccoon. And they're such assholes. They're just such dicks. There's three of them, right?
They're cocky fucks. That's
their
problem.
They're cocky. Yeah. And so, okay, I'm leaving my house in the morning. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning. And I'm going up the steps into my garage. And it's more like a, like people, you can get in there. It's a like a carport.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some garbage cans in there, and the raccoons go to the garbage cans. They're fucking walking in as I'm walking up, and they don't even have the fucking courtesy to run the fuck away. I kicked one of these bastards, and I hope that's fucking illegal, because I'd have done it again. He's in my shit.
You got that close where you could kick him, you didn't even move?
Three of them.
Jesus Christ.
One of them was bigger than you.
Your animal rant is the same as his with squirrels, so that seems like you both have a vendetta.
Oh, you hate squirrels?
Oh, he does not
like them. This is so weird. My wife hates squirrels, and you know who Moon Knight is.
Yeah.
I can't believe you said...
Squirrel Girl?
What's your favorite alias of Moon Knight?
It's a Small World.
Jake Lockley?
I like the original... Well, are we doing...
You want to do Mark Spector? What are you doing?
I like Mark Spector.
How far back are you going?
I only started with the retcon with the Mark Spector because I got the volume one, the big fucking book. Because I was like, I used to like Deadpool, and then when everyone jumped on that, I was like, fuck, I'm just going to go on another undisclosed superhero who was like lower down on my ranks of favorites.
What?
Are
you saying that at one time you thought Deadpool was better than Moon Knight?
I like the crazy superheroes, like the Greys. I like the superheroes.
You like Sleepwalker?
No, I don't know who that is.
You son of a bitch.
I don't know who it is. I like the gray superheroes where people won't be like, that's my favorite. Like, when I was little, I liked Cyclops over Wolverine because everyone didn't like Cyclops. I was like, fine,
What's your thoughts on Daredevil? I feel like people that don't really like comics always like Daredevil as their favorite.
Really?
Yeah. Daredevil or Green Lantern, somehow they picked like a mid-level, you know, not a Superman or a... Spider-Man type.
I like John Stewart Green Lantern, but that's just a personal racist opinion on that.
I kind of liked him too, but I really liked Hal Jordan, and it's like, yeah, we can, you know,
he's so snoozy.
Yeah, I don't know. It sucks that they didn't make any good black superheroes back in the day. I mean, John Stewart's pretty good, but like, did you ever see the way Blade used to dress? He wore no shit a fucking green leather jacket without a shirt underneath and a huge afro. It's like, dude, yeah. Even though it's dumb, he still looks pretty fucking awesome. I wish I was black because I could.
It was a bunch of white guys writing black people. What did they think their black people look like?
I don't know. I can't think that was stereotypical anywhere. Walking around with a green leather jacket.
If I can text my dad and say, "Hey, send me a picture of you in the '70s," you'd be like, "Oh shit, that's what black people look like."
God, that'd be cool. Oh man, it's just cool. They do everything like their hair is cool.
It's not cool. It's just standard. But for everyone else, it's not in mass. It's not something common where you're like, oh, that's
just
different from something.
Just the fucking compliment.
I am, but I'm
God
not.
Dang,
I took not, the compliment.
I think black people have cool hair.
No, that's fine.
And I hope that someone thinks that that's racist because it's not. They got cool hair.
No, if you like the way the water just beads off of it, I mean, yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah.
I didn't know it did that.
You didn't know that,
like
really?
A duck?
Oh, yeah.
Kidding me?
Because we don't have oily hair, so it just...
What?
Yeah, it doesn't hold water.
It doesn't hold water.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
That's why I like taking... Just take a shower.
No, man, that's like a low-level superpower.
Well, I mean,
you don't get sunburnt. Come on now.
We do get, that's not true. We do get sunburnt, but it's different.
It's different.
We don't get the peely pain sunburn.
Explain your agony to me.
So what?
Because I get red.
Hot?
It hurts.
No, remember when I came back from.
Every time I go outside, I get sunburnt for at least once a year.
Well, I mean.
And I'm sunburnt for like 2 weeks because I'm white. Because
you're a big dumb idiot. You don't wear sunscreen.
No.
So what happens when you get sunburnt?
We get darker and our skin peels, but it's not painful and it doesn't turn us red.
Wait, what? You get it's darker?
Not painful. Do you have that hot sensation like if you're showering after you got sunburned?
No.
And like,
I've never had it. My cousin. That's the worst part of it. My cousin who's light skinned and she kind
of
had it.
Hey, do you got the option of going darker?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's.
Wait, you have the option, but we don't? I don't understand.
No, because you're dark.
There's
you're 50 that,
shades of gray
dark.
And about 10 shades of black.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, wait.
Because I got a bunch of black friends, and they never get...
Yeah, up
they
here?
They never get darker. They're never putting on like sunscreen and stuff, but they never get really dark.
Are they ever anywhere where there's actually sun and not clouds and rain?
Yeah, that's true. Oh. You're probably seeing them.
Yeah, I was saying, when I went to San Diego...
low lighting situations
right,
as well.
I went to San Diego and came back up here, and it was like, oh, you're darker. I was like, yeah, no shit. I was in San Diego.
Huh. Yeah. How fucking good on you, man.
Yeah, that's all.
I get darker when I go to San Diego, too.
Yeah, you will. Just avoid the sun and direct sunscreen, I guess.
Sunscreen?
I think Asians have it the best in that regard, though. You know, as long as you're not like a really fair-skinned Asian like the Japanese. Because...
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't see them really getting burnt at all, but they definitely get tan though.
You know what else
they
too?
Definitely get
they
tan.
They definitely get tan, and every one of them's a ninja from birth. Every one of them.
I've heard that rumor,
dude.
I've never.
You think they can't climb walls? They can do that.
They get their ninja card right out of the womb.
Do you see that movie where they can jump on like trees and shit and fight with swords and stuff?
Be careful where you go with this, Carl. These are my people, all right? I have an affinity for these people, all right?
They're his favorite people.
How awesome would it be if...
They
like,
are my favorite.
If
they're
you
the most
could
privileged
do
out there.
If you could do everything that was stereotyped for you, like what if... Like
if I was automatically...
It'd be great. Yeah. We'd be allowed to be racist.
Like, what if... No, like, everybody would, but like, okay, so... So let me, what if you
it'd
just...
It'd be awesome.
What if you woke up tomorrow... No, what if I woke up tomorrow and I was black?
Yeah,
and I could like dunk a basketball and
see,
like
God damn
and
it.
like my dick was like huge and
here.
Stuff.
No, it's not. It's not I going mean, to a bad place because I literally
I,
posted.
How awesome would that be? It'd be like, dude, all the stereotypes worked out for me this one day.
What if you are a black guy with a small dick though? Like, how much of a pardon the pun, but man. How much of a black sheep would you feel like at that point?
I don't know.
If you're a black guy with a small dick.
Do black guys...
You know, because you know they got to have them.
You've clearly never talked to enough women. Yeah, there are so many women who have stories about they were with a black guy, and when they pulled his pants down, they were super disappointed about a small dick. This is the benefits of having women as friends.
Wait, what?
This is the benefits of having women friends, is you can have these stories. You're like, holy shit, I never... Okay.
Wow. Yeah. You guys have some pretty gay conversations with your female friends.
No, it's not gay if she's talking about it.
That's
the same as if you fuck a girl in the ass, does that make you gay? Exactly. That's the
is
same.
Is the girl a guy?
No. So
then
is if
nope.
So then if it's a
but
girl
you're still,
talk,
you're still having ass sex though.
Yeah.
Did the gay guys claim
they've
blood
taken
sex?
They've taken it over at this point.
That's totally their thing.
It's their thing now.
That's what they're known for.
We're still allowed to do it.
Yeah.
But
that's what they're known for.
It's definitely weird though.
You know what? I'm probably never gonna have it again in my life because I'll probably only be with unless she dies tomorrow or something.
Oh,
which she won't.
You're gonna fuck her when she's dead.
I'm just saying that it's probably not for me. But you know what? I think we could do it if we want.
Sometimes
I'm not gonna feel bad about it. I'm not gonna like call her Glenn or something. Be like, I have to respect their wishes.
Yeah. So what's your stance on eating ass, Carl?
That's not fun.
Do you do it on purpose? It's so close, you can accidentally do it.
I'm so glad that she's already on the same page as me, and we don't have to discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. If she was like, I'm on a different ass eating page,
you're like,
I'd be like, okay, well, let's discuss this. But, yeah. But as of kids. Right now, it's like. We're old, and it's... Come on, it's gross.
Okay.
I mean,
would create some kind of contention in your relationship.
Yeah. I mean, I get it enough the normal way.
the cisgendered
like,
way.
I'm not really interested in taking the next step.
Near your
buttholes. She's like, hey, you want to try this swing? I'm like, no. We did have sex in the shower the other day, though.
Man, I love shower sex. That's the one bad thing about my place is...
You don't have
it's
a shower?
It's too small.
It's just too small. It's a stand-up shower. I mean, I gotta turn the water off to lube myself up. Right behind
what's,
here.
What's in there?
That's the bathroom.
And that's your room?
Yeah.
Where do you fuck chicks? Right here?
Where?
His bedroom's bigger than... It's probably the same size.
That's about the same size.
I've been here for like...
Oh, you didn't? He didn't give me the tour.
I'm actually a virgin. I don't know if you knew this, but I'm.
I believe it.
I'm waiting for marriage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did I've walked in on and you masturbating when I came in here? You left your door unlocked.
You're so full of shit.
He says, "Close the door."
And I'm like, loads all day long when I'm not around him.
Dude, you have to.
Why don't you knock?
I used to, but then he kept giving me shit. He used to give me shit because I wouldn't just come in. He's like, "No, just walk in. It's usually unlocked." I know
it's called a courtesy knock. You knock with the intention of walking in after the knock.
I will
like,
do that in a bathroom.
Hey, just so you know, I'm coming in, and there you go. That's how it works.
I'll do that in bathrooms.
You knock until the guy answers the door because you don't
kind of terms around.
God, how old are you?
I'm 39.
You probably still walk up and open the door to go on dates. You don't just stand outside and just honk your horn and hope that she runs out. I don't do that.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm joking.
You don't walk in the door and get
no,
it?
No, I'm fucking with you, but that's just what the younger guys are known for. They're just, come on! Come out! What are you doing?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, you got daughters. Good luck, bro.
Oh, I'll fucking... I do have daughters. I have four of them. Yeah, three daughters.
There will be at least one dude who's going, and you're like, what the fuck is that? And she'll be like, that's my date. You're like, you better tell that motherfucker to walk over and open this goddamn door.
God, dude.
How many people? Nobody listens to this show, do they?
I mean, it's enough. Not right.
Surprised. I'll tell you this. I'm not going to say it.
Oh, okay.
It was about my stepdaughter. She's got a boyfriend.
I do love some good shower sex.
Okay.
I fucking love that shit. And this is going to sound crazy. I can't believe I'm actually going to say this, but I actually don't mind a good old fashioned in the shower either.
What's an old fashioned?
A nice rub and tug. It's actually not too bad in the shower for some reason. Like in real life. You know, it's the
overabundance of shampoo.
Yeah, I mean,
you can use it to lube it up, and it's like you're cleaning it as well.
It is, that's true. That is a big part because you know a hand job in like real life, it's like this is okay. It's like the same as like going to an art museum. Yeah. You know, like a contemporary art museum. It's like this is okay, but I feel like I could do this on my own just as good.
But you know, but for her it sucks because she gets semen and soap in her dry.
Well, the semen's not landing in the eye these days. Let's be honest. I'm 31 years old.
She's standing up when she gives
them
handy.
It's not like anti-aircraft fire anymore, all right? You know? You don't have to worry about it. It's just, you know, it's like when you...
I was having sex with my wife's feet the other day, and it clipped her on the ear.
Yeah, I still go for distance.
She's 7 feet tall.
I still go for distance. I'm still going for range.
Really? Jeez, what do you guys take 3 weeks off at a time?
No, Jesus, I do the I have taken a break, but I usually also do the pinch maneuver. I like doing the pinch off, and then you let it fly.
What?
You can pinch it.
Pinch what?
You can pinch your head.
Why would you torture yourself like that?
It doesn't hurt you. It just stops it from
you got to take your dick out and to pinch it.
No, it's already happening. But I'm saying right before you shoot it. You can pinch it, and you can hold back velocity, and you can let it off. It's like shaking up a fucking can of soda.
What? I have never heard this before.
Don't forget, dude, you used to edit
porn.
Fucking
gross, man.
Jesus Christ. I don't think I've ever even tried that.
Don't forget I used to edit porn.
If it's coming, man.
Stop talking.
If it's coming, I'm not delaying that shit at all, right?
No, you already can't.
It is time to go. Sorry, dear.
Coming and ejaculating are two different things.
What?
Because you can come... And you can still, the ejaculation is a different, they're two different things. It's like orgasms are not the same as ejaculating.
Yeah.
You can come and not have semen. If you've like gone like, what, 4 times in a night, you can run out of semen and you can still have the feeling of an orgasm, but you don't have to come.
What?
You can run out of semen because you only have a certain amount of buildup.
Are you telling me that you can jerk off so much that you run out of cum and then you can safely fuck whoever you want? Because that's a genius idea.
You've never been there? Oh man!
No,
I've
jerked off a lot, always something came out.
Dude, when I could
paint your hallways.
Oh, dude, when I was younger, man, I'd get so frisky sometimes, and like the last one for the night, it was honestly just like a puff of dust that came out.
Yeah, I still have the feeling. I'm like, did I come? Did I miss where it went? Where'd it go? And you're like, you got to walk up to the door and open it, and it's like stuff on your ear, but you didn't notice it. And she takes off and uses it as hair
something
gel.
About Mary, yeah. Oh
god, you guys are lonely.
No, I don't say I do it anymore.
Man,
I'm saying
I used
totally
to feel bad about how much I jerked off. Now it's like,
dude, I found out about jerking off.
I'm like the best person in the world. I haven't jerked off in
are
like
you best,
100
or
years.
Are you, is your prostate going to be enlarged soon?
I don't know.
No, if he's coming, if he's having
She'll
lots of sex, he should
next
be
time
fine.
She's back there.
Oh, okay. So you're okay with the finger in the test me out, babe. Let me know if it's enlarged or not. I want to make sure I don't die soon.
I hope she doesn't know how to do that procedure. I hope she's not like checking it out like you can do this at home.
If you're,
a good way to kind of test yourself and see if maybe the butt sex thing on yourself is something you might be into, mm-hmm. buy a bidet. Buy a bidet. If you crank that shit up, that most powerful setting, mm-hmm. a little bit's going to get through.
Okay.
You know, just a little bit's going to get through. All you're right. going to get a little bit of a sample of what's going on there.
Saying that everyone who uses a bidet
you're gonna see if it's
enjoys
for you or
not. Butt sex.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I have one, but, you know.
You have a bidet?
Yeah, but you can dial it in.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I do. But you can dial it in.
Can I jerk off on that, dude?
I have it squirt right in my nutsack, you know, as I'm... No, you can dial it in. You don't have to go full force on it, you know? What? You don't have to hose that shit down like it's a 3-alarm fire.
Why wouldn't you? How often do you get to use a bidet? Fucking live a little, Jesus.
How often get to use, I'll tell you, twice a day.
You'd be like, exactly, okay, well, I guess I know I don't like that.
That's
so
exactly how many times I use it.
If you do it 4 times, you're probably in transition.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
that's
true.
How much money do you make editing porn?
I don't do it anymore. I used to do it.
I know, but...
We talked about it the last episode. Yeah, no, it made good money.
Why don't you do it anymore?
We got bought by Hustler. And I don't live in Denver anymore. That's also...
in Denver?
Yeah. Those are two reasons why.
You like the snow? People around here can't drive it.
That's why I moved.
Does he like the snow?
I moved here.
You moved because you don't like the snow?
Do you see his skin
tone? No, I moved here for a variety of reasons. That is one of them.
Black people don't like the snow, man.
Wait, why don't you move somewhere where it's colder?
You can't do that. No, man. I know a lot of black guys like the snow.
I know a lot of black guys like the snow. I didn't. I didn't like waking up early to clean my car off and then turn my car on early to turn it on to heat
up. You're lazy.
Yes.
Okay.
No, it sucks when you scrape it and then it's still all foggy, too, though, after that. You do the whole scrape. You get all the fucking ice off of there.
Well, that's why you have to
have a foggy ass.
You have to have the car running while you're doing the scraping.
Yeah.
You have to have the assist. Yeah,
Mother Nature really inconvenienced you guys for a good solid 20
minutes.
They're
giving me shit. That's literally why people live in Washington, is because it's fucking mild. It's mild weather. It barely goes below 30. Yeah. It barely goes above 70. Everyone bitches when it's too hot. It's too cold. I can't drive in it. This is literally why people stay here. And I keep going, move. Fucking move if you hate it so much. But no one will because I like the weather. That's literally the excuse most people give me when I say move. If you don't, people who bitch about liberals.
You actually tell people move if you don't like it here?
I tell them move to a different state. But no, that's not fucked up. I didn't say leave the country.
It kind of sounds exactly the same.
No,
I
didn't
say. It says don't be here anymore.
Yes.
I don't like what you say.
And
go
says,
away.
We don't take kindly your tap
God
around
dang.
Here.
That happens.
None of that shit matters.
It
leave
is tough
alone.
It is tough around here, though.
Why?
Especially if you're a female comedian.
Oh
my God.
Why'd she say that, man?
Yeah, I wonder
let's
if she
not,
ever sometimes has ever
there.
Said that.
Let's not go there.
No one knows what we're talking about.
That's not going to be.
No,
I know that's why we shouldn't go there.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I wasn't. I was going to transition to my other topic about having a man and a woman's body. And wouldn't that just make you. I've had like women who are totally. Look, the dating scene is weird. It's gotten weirder. I mean, you've been. I like what you still haven't said. Like, how long have you been
married?
How
long have you been out of the game?
Yeah.
Oh, I got married.
3 years, 4 years?
I know. I just got remarried in August.
But
I was with
together?
Her for, I don't know, what, like a year or two?
Oh, like that. That's not bad.
Okay.
That's not bad.
So I've just been fucking her, basically.
For the most part.
For the most part. It's pretty much just her. But it's a lot. She really likes
tough.
To have sex, so it's awesome.
No, because she was mentioning to me, she was like,
Who was? My wife was?
No, this girl. Oh. I wish. Because she seems like a nice lady.
She's super nice.
Yeah, she'd give me a fucking Jewish bush thing to
oh
dress
my
up
God.
For
she
Christmas.
Have Jewish
right
bush.
Now I have the Charlie Brown
Jewish,
Christmas tree.
Oh,
Jewish
I thought
bush
you said that she had Jewish bush.
Does she?
The big problem with that?
No, there's no.
Wait, she's going pre-pubescent?
We're not. You can edit that. I don't want her. She'll hear it and then...
So where are we going?
No, I was
going
to say the
you
whole
have a question.
Yeah, let's get on this.
Oh, it wasn't a question. It was the fact that dating. I don't like that women think that they can't be hypocrites because as soon as you mention their hypocrisy, mm-hmm. I'm getting judged. It threw me off because I've had a girl say like, "Oh, I feel like I'm a woman or I'm a man in a woman's body," and I was like, "If a guy ever was dating a girl and at some point mentioned that he feels like he's a woman in a man's body, do you feel like it would have the same conclusion as her?" Because she was trying to
that
bond
shit,
with me.
That shit would be over immediately.
But
can I ask you a question?
What's up?
Why are you still trying to fuck her?
I'm not.
Then why are you hanging out with her?
We're discussing this.
Don't discuss it. I told you.
Suppress
guys,
it,
guys. Don't have. Female friends.
No, I do. No.
They are absolutely out of their goddamn minds.
She's not
every
my friend.
Every woman I've ever met.
Yes.
And you're going to know this when you start approaching 40. Every woman is a fucking psychopath.
No, we already. No,
you find one that's not as big of a psychopath, and you fuck the shit out of her so she doesn't dump you. That's your goal in life. Stop trying to make sense of shit. Find a job. I don't know. I think you'd be good at selling jerseys. Well, you know, they're tough guys.
I feel like that's some sort of... No, I'm saying... No, the reason I can analyze them is because there's no one giving women shit, and I can still fuck them because I can lie.
Oh. You can't lie.
No, I can super can lie. I haven't told any of this stuff to her. I'm just mentioning this is all my side of the story.
What?
No, I hear what you're saying, though, man, and yeah, that would
I don't understand why you are even having that conversation.
Because we're on a podcast.
Because we're still trying to figure this shit out, Carl. Oh, we're not as sophisticated Gentiles like yourself.
No, I've had girlfriends, but I've had long stream. But I said, like, what bugs me is that at some point you have to, as a man, submit. Because if you say or do anything wrong, that's when you're wrong. You can buy a statue and she'll leave you.
No, that wasn't it.
No, it's not it either, but I'm just throwing it out there. I'm saying, like, women have that ability where guys can't have... We can't bitch about a girl being a hypocrite about anything because our punishment is we don't get sex.
If you're married, you can.
Can you?
Fuck yeah.
They don't leave you and take the kids and
oh,
shit?
Oh, man, I just shut up about the stuff that I know I won't win, but exactly. Then I'm like, babe, come on.
But do they ever do that for you, you think?
No, why would they? I don't freak
exactly
out like they
my. That's exactly what I'm talking
you,
about.
Are you saying you want to freak out like a girl does?
No, I wish
I'd like
women,
the option to.
I would like the
from time to time.
I would like women to be more egalitarian as much as men are.
I don't know what that word means, but I am sure you used it incorrectly.
No, egalitarian means that it's not that you want. I'm
can
not
you
against
look up the word
egalitarian. Yeah,
yeah,
you
I want to make sure that
I'm not saying that right. I want women to not be feminist. I'm okay with them being feminist. Mm. I like second wave feminism. I'm fine with it. It's the
you like
third
what?
Second wave feminism.
What the fuck is that?
Those are the original women after the first ones who used to burn their bras. They're the second ones who were
are
like...
Are you saying they're the second original ones?
No,
so the
first...
Ones.
The second wave is they are the next... They're the afters, the original.
Okay, so these are the daughters of the bra burners?
These are the daughters of the bra burners. These are the women that say, hey, why am I not getting paid the same? And now we're on the third ones where they're saying, we're not getting paid the same. We're like, that's not true. You're just not working the same jobs as men.
Why are you trying to... Why don't you just say, okay, well, we'll fix it.
Submit. I don't want to submit. I'm still...
You want to make... What do you want to make 30 cents more than a girl for?
We don't make 30 cents more than a girl for. It's not true.
Yeah,
that's the point.
It's a big mess.
How many women do you know in a construction? How many women do you know in a construction?
Very few.
Why is that?
Because they don't want to do that fucking
so
job.
So if a guy's getting paid more to be a construction worker, does that skew the amount that they're getting paid to us?
No. Well...
How come we don't?
If the girl worked construction, then she would make the same
exactly,
amount as
the
guy.
But how are they doing the math of who's getting 70 to the daughter? The dollar?
I don't fucking
know. They're putting.
Why
the,
don't you just let them have their stupid lie? And you know, because some of the
we
shit
are
that,
having
we are
having their stupid lies.
We
shit
are,
that women
and I
have to deal with is kind of bullshit. Some guys are kind of dicks.
But you, oh, bro,
hey,
God
man,
damn it,
just let them do it. Okay.
Submit. And I said, like, my problem is I'm not a person who wants to submit that because I don't think that they understand their hypocrisy.
Why not?
It's not.
So once, what if they're like, yep, we understand our hypocrisies. Can we now make as much money as you please, sir?
They do make as much money as
no,
us. You
don't.
Just admitted
young,
that.
Younger women in their 30s and 20s, they make more than men their age.
They also graduate
they
college
more.
Good for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Way to go,
and
girls.
Exactly.
We can't capitulate because they won't stop. You know this, Carl. They won't stop. They won't say, oh, we had this victory. Now we're going to call it good. We're going to call it good. Or even Steven, it's done. No. That's the beginning of it, you know? That's why there has to be some pushback.
That's the beginning. We have to push those women back.
No, we're not saying
push the women back. And next, let's go backwards to the black people.
No, we're not saying push them back. We're
saying... All of them in chains. Let's make sure they don't bring down Whitey.
Are you saying pull back the suffrage? No.
I'm saying chill the fuck out. Who gives a shit?
Everybody,
sorry, lady,
that's literally why you can't make statements about any woman because
I can make statements about
you can
every
make it,
woman.
But then you
got a woman though. So.
Yeah,
I do.
You got a woman,
and she's amazing.
Yeah,
and I would do anything for her. But women in general are fucking wacky as shit.
Yeah. Now, if you would say that to any woman out in public, would you? And would you think the response would be okay?
They'd probably be like if they were being totally fair.
They
would.
They'd
be like, yeah. Sometimes we're batshit crazy, but just let them be batshit crazy.
We're not stopping them from being batshit crazy.
I'm not saying let them stab you. I'm saying just let them do their thing and be like, you good? And then they'll be like, yeah.
But
it just takes them longer to find reality.
In this whole conversation, you literally just, you double side. You can't do that, bro. You just said that there are women who will, if they worked in construction.
I'm not a lawyer. I can take whatever fucking side I want at any time in the
conversation.
You're not a former prosecutor.
Yeah, I thought you wrote a book about this.
Nah, I wrote some good books, though, man. You should read
nothing about this. No, I'm just saying.
You want to know what I wrote a book about?
Actually, is it about child porn?
No, it's. Why would it be about child porn?
Because earlier he said it was about child porn.
Everything with this guy is child porn. Did you get his email?
No.
Oh, well, you don't open it.
Yeah,
you go to jail, motherfucker.
Not at work. Don't open it at work.
No, I wrote a book about a sandwich. Mm. Yeah.
Club?
No. The greatest grilled cheese in the universe.
I'm lactose intolerant. I'm out of this story.
I swear to God.
Hold on.
Can
you
use it?
No, no.
Do you go mayo on your grilled cheese?
No, are you fucking... No.
Yeah. Commie. Told you.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I didn't say I do it. No.
Oh, why is that even a...
But, you know, you can't deny the fact that mayo makes grilled cheese nice and moist.
God, you're so white.
Use butter, you bitch.
Yeah, it's on the outside, though. And
you put butter on it.
Inside,
God.
Too.
On the inside?
Yes.
You're going to die in like 4 years.
I'm fine with that because they're better with butter.
He's going
to
die.
Here's my problem with grilled cheese. I feel like you have to have tomato soup to go along with it. You know? And how good is a sandwich if it needs to have a sidekick to be decent?
Pretty. I like au jus with my. I like au jus with my French dip.
But I don't need anything to go with my club sandwich. I'll eat a fucking club. I'll eat the shit out of it all by itself.
Whenever I eat a club sandwich at Denny's, it always burns the roof of my mouth. Like if you ate,
scrapes it.
It's like fuck you, Denny's. We don't give a shit about the middle piece of bread. Okay, give us a couple more of them.
You don't like the Big Mac slice? Is that what that is? Like that piece of bread, that middle Big Mac slice?
Man.
That's
what
that is?
In the Big Mac, it belongs in the Big Mac. You fucking know that.
Well, yeah, no, I'm saying like you don't like the Big Mac slice in the club.
I don't know.
That's true. It's kind of
like
gay
what you're saying about
the
Big Mac.
It's
right kind
of gay when the meats are touching each
other.
No,
I'm saying the Big Mac is the originator of like, it's okay to have the piece of bread in the middle, but the club, you're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Mm. All right, you can pull that. Yeah,
you're a sandwich racist.
I like Reuben.
I don't like.
You
him.
Don't?
Yeah, my buddy really likes him. He's like, oh, try this Reuben, and I'm like, hey, it tastes like shit. I don't like the
rye bread.
Sauerkraut? It's the bread. I don't like the bread. I don't know. Is that racist?
No.
If I'm racist against somebody because I don't like that bread, then I didn't really.
It's not racist because it's black.
I didn't really want to be friends with that guy anyway. Yeah.
Only if you don't like the bread. Because of where it comes from.
Is it marbled rye or
I don't
is it
know.
Just standard rye?
I don't like rye, and I think that I like the part that's marbled, but I hate rye so much that I don't want the marbled either because of that.
All right, maybe a little
You're
bit
gonna
racist.
You're going to make that, make it totally racist. Like,
a little bit racist.
I don't like black people.
We're gonna edit the shit out
not
of that.
Only do I not like black people, but I don't like black
the
people.
The bread.
Either. That's super mean.
Oh, it's cool.
It was legitimately about bread.
I stopped getting white bread because I thought it was unhealthy.
Oh, it's delicious. Isn't healthy, though.
No, it's super nice.
Wonder Bread. They're like,
it's unnatural.
Like,
well, you look at it and you know it's unnatural.
They've got it like in big letters on it. Not really bread.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Fuck you.
Although
Wonder Bread, let's do it.
Although if you take it, though, and you take off the crust and you ball it up, oh, it's so good to eat it
right,
that way.
Dude?
Yeah, it's so good.
Well, at that point, I'd rather just get the Hawaiian buns.
You guys want to hear
sweet buns.
A Wonder Bread story that I've never told before?
Yeah.
Is it good?
No. When I was a kid, right, we had these plumbing problems, so this plumber came over to our house to fix them, and it was just this kid. It was like in the summertime or whatever. And so he comes upstairs and he's like, hey, do you guys have a piece of bread? Because sometimes plumbers use it for some sort of fix, right?
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm not a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Went to college. And so and so he asked for this piece of bread, so I gave him a piece of Wonder Bread. And he's like, oh, good. Wonder Bread. And then like looked at me funny. And I'm like, okay.
Did he fuck that bread?
Yeah. He fucked that bread, I think.
I mean,
remember that.
Is Wonder Bread
good? What did he do with it?
I don't fucking know. Plumber shit, man. I'm a kid. I went out to play. God. Remember when kids used to do that? Go out to play?
Go outside? Oh, man.
Sorry there was no closure.
Well, we're the last generation that would do that.
Yeah. You're the last generation that would do
30-somethings are the last ones that used to have to go outside and there was nothing really to do inside.
Maybe the mid-20s were doing it too, you know, more or less. But
dude, I remember cell phones.
There were starting to be some computer games, some cell phones, snakes, and all that shit.
I feel like that all ruined it.
But how awesome are fucking video games? It's like, dude.
They're too awesome.
They're too awesome.
Yeah. But do you know, have any idea how big of a business that is and how much?
Oh, it's bigger than movies
kids
these days.
It's all in China.
It's bigger than movies.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But it's not
Let your kids fucking play the video games, get interested enough into like, oh, I could design and make these. and then do that rather than like kick him out and be like, hey, but here's a football.
That works
maybe
for
Washington. Someday you can be a football player and get paid for it. But
they're
that's
not
going
to do
happen.
That, though. They're not going to start designing games. They just want to play them all fucking day long.
They would never
and
learn
to
play
football.
It's
not a good thing when you have people that are in their early and mid-30s who are still obsessed with video games. That's fucking terrible. It's like, get a life, dude. No wonder you're jerking off all the time and pinching the tip to make sure it doesn't squirt out too much.
Oh, my God. You're talking about you guys.
No, I don't play fucking video games at all, dude.
Oh my God, he doesn't have.
I gave that shit up like 10 years
what?
Ago.
What? Why not?
I mean, they're awesome. They're awesome.
You just
they're
heard
too
his
awesome.
Rant.
I just told you. They're too awesome.
I like video games. I don't play them as much as I used to, but that's mostly time.
Mostly time. What else are you doing?
Life. Going outside.
That doesn't
playing.
Sound like you're getting laid. What are you guys doing? When
I never said I didn't get laid.
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
We just haven't found a person.
I had a very busy weekend, right?
It's just a very busy weekend. Here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
As a married guy,
yes.
who remembers what it was like being single,
yes.
you guys fucking suck at it. Seriously, when's the last time you got laid, dude?
Last week.
Last week?
Yeah.
Dude?
Me?
Yeah.
2 days ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not. We didn't say we don't get laid, you dick.
Four times today.
Well, that's what happens when you're in a relationship.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're still.
And you still had time to play video games?
You guys have only been together for like 2 years.
Wait, you still had time to play video games?
Wait till you're.
Oh,
like,
no, I don't know. That, but that's why. Like,
I'm saying, I got.
Wait
I have
you're
time.
Four or five years into the relationship. Your wife doesn't shave her fucking vagina anymore. And
she's wearing
she's just completely out of control.
Sweatpants.
I don't know. I think we got a couple agreements that, like, I'm going to keep my shit. Tight, and she's going to keep her shit
That's
tight.
Good that you guys have an agreement, but a lot of people don't have that, man.
Well, what do you mean? Do you actually... We never had that conversation.
There's
I just feel like
there's
I...
people in my family, I guarantee, guys in my family, haven't got a blowjob in years.
Is that because...
From their spouse.
Huh.
In years.
Because they can't see their dick?
No. Oh. That's not the
So they're keeping themselves
that's
fit.
That's not the problem at all. It's just...
She's got... He hasn't submitted on the last argument, and...
Years.
Question... Why do you know anything about any of your family members' sex lives?
He talks to them.
This is all speculation. This is all speculation.
Oh, you just like, oh, they're all so uptight.
I'm pretty confident.
You just got an uptight family, man.
I'm pretty confident about this.
I have family members that probably haven't had a blowjob in a while. That's because, you know, they get in weird fights and the guy won't admit that he was wrong even though he wasn't. And she won't give him a blowjob.
This is part of it. This is part of it.
That never has never happened in any relationship that I've ever been in where we got into an argument. And she's like, you just want to admit you're wrong. And then she's like, fine, I'm not sucking your dick until that happens. I'd be like, okay, I'm wrong.
Yeah, I know.
And then immediately, and then I'm like, all right, this is so much better. What was I wrong about? Who
like
gives
I
a
said,
shit?
You capitulate.
Yeah,
you, know?
You submitted.
Yeah.
We're fine with this.
Okay.
And I think anybody that dates you, Carl, or hangs out with you, know that you're a fucking dirty scoundrel.
Yeah, I'm not.
If they're not getting their BJ on every once in a while, that it's going to be an issue.
Yeah, you might go find
girls
pussy
smart
somewhere
to
else. I've realized, yeah. I feel like she... I mean, you've already kind of made the statement that you're like, oh, I'm a cock-slinging motherfucker. I feel like the girl might be like, oh, shit, if I don't do it, he'll go find it somewhere else. And she's like, I have to submit sexually. And you're like, I got to submit emotionally. Huh. Weird, right? Oh. You,
yeah, that is weird. I don't really pressure her into it. Mostly she's after
nope.
it.
Never said pressure.
Like we already admitted, you found yourself a keeper, Carl.
Yeah.
All right?
You did
good. I know.
We've made that abundantly clear at this point.
I find some... Yeah, I'm kind of Seinfeld in a way. That's how I feel. Like, there is just certain things where I'm like, God damn it, this lady's... Like, Seinfeld got laid all the time.
Hey,
I get laid a lot. I'm just like, there are just moments where I'm like, I can't...
Hold on a second.
What?
You can't be Seinfeld.
Why not? I cuss too much.
What
no.
is the deal with marriage?
I don't live in New York.
You ain't white.
Oh, that's racist.
I know. No, it's you. I couldn't be like, oh, I was Tupac.
Yeah, you can if you were a rapper.
Oh,
no.
I could be Tupac in fantasies?
No, you couldn't. No, you couldn't.
I could too.
Well, he's Irish.
Black people can be anything the white people want to be.
Tupac
people
wasn't
can be
Irish.
Black people. You know.
Tupac was black. Why would Tupac be Irish?
No, we're talking about you.
Oh.
He'd be Tupac.
Yeah. Tupac. With a Celtic fucking thing across his chest.
Yeah.
I don't.
He'd hate the fucking Scots.
Is that a racism?
No, the Scots is basically the Bloods.
That's the question. Is it racism if you're hating another white person?
It used to be, but what happened was when you came to America, all the whites who were in power told the whites who didn't have any money, hey, you know what we have in common? We're both white, and you should tell those black people they're bad, and that's how racism started in America.
What? No one ever said those words. That's way too simplified. He'd be like, hey, let's hate on these black guys.
Do Do you have to always specify that you're Germanic or Irish or Italian when you are just a white person?
Every single time I address any other human being.
But
I
if no one asked you with ethnicity.
Is that your preferred gender
pronouns? Yeah, but if no one ever asked you which country are you from of origin, would they just assume that you are one of those countries or they just think you're a white guy in America?
That I was a white guy in America?
Right. So as a black person, if you go like, hey, are you from Uganda, Somalia, Ethiopia, or Egypt? Would you be like, oh, you're an Egyptian person? Oh, yeah, I'm like 25% Egyptian. I'm like a little bit from Chad. It doesn't work like that. It happened in America, and that's why everyone thinks Americans are racist. Even though I kind of like, it's weird because in Canada they have minorities, but they don't have a racist history. So they don't have like racist white guys. It's only an American thing.
So you're mad that you don't know where, what country in Africa?
That's one of the reasons that a lot of people have that stereotype that black people are aggressive. And one of the histories is like, we don't know our history, but every time we have to get into, that's one of my jokes, is that you always have to get into a group of white friends. And at some point, someone's like, yeah, I'm Irish and I'm da da da. And you're like, yeah, dude, I don't know. I'm from Wakanda.
Wakanda. Well, but you weren't born in Wakanda.
No, but you weren't born in fucking Iran.
No.
So why do you
keep how come we only go back that far? Why don't we go back a little bit further?
Because you were like, in a caucus.
Genetically.
What, to the last ice
like
age?
Yeah. Let's go back far. And then everyone be like, oh, we all came from the same fucking place?
Yeah.
Oh, and there are minor differences in skin pigment and weird hair and stuff like that?
Yes.
And then, oh, we should do that? Where do we start?
That's exactly what black people say all the time. So we're like, why are you being racist? It's because my
no
skin tone.
No black person has ever said that ever.
So what was Jim Crow?
Well, those were laws that prevented you from doing stuff.
Why?
I don't know. Not because a caveman said it. I was talking about caveman, motherfucker.
No, you said that. You said no one ever said that you can't be something because of your skin color. I said, what was Jim Crow? It was because of the skin color.
Oh, did
but
I
black,
say that?
Yeah, but then what? Oh, black yeah. people. No, but then right. what? Black people always say is like, but if we're all the same, why are you being racist? Because you're blacker than me. And we're like, that's not fair. And if we did go back in time, we'd be like, oh, white people were in the Caucasus Mountains in caves while people in Africa were building Egypt.
I don't know where the Caucasus Mountains are. God, do you know where the Caucasus Mountains
are? It's like right in between Eurasia and near the Middle East, but like in this weird little juncture. It still exists. It's near where Transylvania is.
Yeah.
What? No shit?
Yeah, you're not woke
people,
yet, man.
People didn't have time for
hey,
racism
are you saying
back
that Dracula was black?
No, Dracula was from Romania.
Could have been black. You said they were pretty close, right?
No, no, no. He's talking about white people. He's
talking about white people.
He's talking about white people.
The Caucasus Mountains.
Yeah, the Caucasus Mountains is in the same area.
And you brought up Dracula.
Because that's where Romania...
To represent white people.
Yeah, you brought up Dracula. Where
like he was going that way.
Finish that.
No, I'm saying where Romania is where the Caucasus Mountains are.
Oh, okay.
People didn't have time for racism 10,000 years ago.
No.
They were...
Busy not trying to get eaten.
Yeah, not trying to get eaten by a fucking saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah. White people used to...
I don't think that really happened.
No, that's super happened. What white
people... They're probably like, let's just stay by the river. And not let it get us.
No, we were used to be migratory. That's exactly how we spread around.
A long stick with a point on it and be like, get out of here! Get!
And then
get.
Black people used to be in Europe before there was racist. That's what a Morris.
That humans existed. I don't know about your guys' knowledge of the past.
Humans have been around for 250,000 years.
We're two single dudes. We have lots of time on our hands to go research and
so
read. I like reading books.
I don't got kids.
Most
to take
of
care
the time,
of.
Yeah, I read books.
There was cavemen walking around, and they would get eaten by a saber-toothed tiger. I think that
it was a problem. Certainly was an issue that you had to deal with.
It was a giant predator of a cat type.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet they could fuck up a hut. Like if somebody just built a hut. That's all they had, right?
Oh, yeah. That's structurally sound.
You've
at
never
all.
Seen Jungle Book? They were scared of fire.
It was a
Jungle
couple sticks.
Book. Jungle Book happened when there was guns, man. This
well, Jungle Book happened
short.
In India, but no, it was fire. They were scared of fire. We would just scare them the animals with fire because they're like, oh, we can burn them. But no, I was like, Europe used to have black people. Like, Europe used to. But Europe still has black people there. They were just called Moors.
Mm-hmm. They're just called migrants.
No, they were, well, fuck you. You're right. But, yeah. But like a Moor
how'd
is,
they get to the island?
Oh, we all had boats.
All you guys have boats?
Yeah.
Say nice dog.
Wait, what was like
the
boats?
Were the boats nice?
I mean, was it like a Viking ship with a dragon head on it?
Were they slaves on it or something? Or were they like having a good time?
No, again, you're stopping
so
at a certain point in time.
I mean, I'm just trying to live the life of a Moor. If I'm on a boat, so
we were trading. We would trade with Europe to give them gold and stuff. Where do you think all that diamonds and all that shit from Africa?
You brought diamonds, dog?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, that's why these guys are into the bling bling.
Fuck yeah.
You kidding me?
That's actually, that's so black guys that's not heritage. That's not
black
completely
guys have
false.
Always been flashy?
Yeah.
Like, since the beginning of time, you know.
Have you never
been ballers?
You know a ball.
Have
a
you
ball
never
just rolled
ballers.
Off the boat and was like,
yes.
Had like a huge ass pinky ring and shit?
Have you never
this
seen any
This is what pisses me off.
Yeah, see?
Black
you guys have had cool hair for a long time.
This is what upsets me about people looking at black people as victims all the time. It's like, black people are just inherently cooler than white people. Like, it doesn't matter what you do.
You do all have rhythm. All of you do.
I mean, I don't know about the rhythm. I'm sure there's some black guys that can't dance.
I guarantee
you. I'm sure there's white guys that can dance. That's not a thing. Just because you two can't doesn't mean that the rest of the white people can't.
There's no white people, white men that can dance.
Now that's racist.
Patrick Swayze's dead. The dream is dead.
Wait. Patrick Swayze existed. Hey, that proves that it's possible.
I can get some hip gyrations going if I need to.
No, yeah. You can't.
Yeah, that's what can. What is it, Cupid Shuffle? We gave y'all stuff that you can dance to, the Hokey Pokey. Yeah. You guys have stuff where you're fine with, like, staying in square dancing.
We can't do anything.
Yeah, that's because you're not...
Whoa. Are you guys trying to take credit for square dancing?
No. I'm saying that's...
Come on, man.
I'm saying that is a dance type where white people can dance to it. I'm
you
not
didn't give it. We did... We're taking full credit for square dancing.
Even though country's black anyway.
Yeah, we invented the do-si-do.
I'll give you guys rhythm, but just... Let us have square dancing.
I'm not taking it. I'm saying that's a dance where white people can dance. You can't claim that white people can't dance. You can. You guys just want to claim that you can't.
I'm just saying, if you want to square dance, that's fine. But
I've gone square dancing.
They used to do that in junior high back in the day. I used to love that shit. Our group actually, 2 years in a row, the group that I was in won the fucking competition. We got the free turkeys.
Weird. That's so weird.
You did what?
We did it in PE. It was like part of our curriculum.
You want some turkeys?
Yeah, and it was competition, and whatever team won, they would get you'd get like a Thanksgiving type meal deal thing. Yeah, and I won a turkey 2 years in a row.
It was a dance off for poor people.
Yeah,
couldn't afford happiness for their holiday.
It felt pretty hillbillyish. Mm. It definitely did.
Did you go to the country fair?
We wore the handkerchiefs and white T-shirt and stonewashed jeans.
Oh, you could afford
that
shit,
stuff.
But you couldn't get your own fucking turkey.
I feel like that's
that we couldn't. You know, it's just. That was the one that we deep fried, you know.
Deep fried a turkey dog?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, that's some white people
shit.
You
lived
right
a
there.
Life.
That was the what the fuck?
I peaked way too early. I peaked like ninth, tenth grade. I wasn't getting laid, but in general my life kinda plateaued there, and it's just been a slow descent ever since for the last like 13 years. You know?
Huh.
So I'm back to where I was in like fourth grade.
I can't tell if I'm saddened by your story or if I'm emboldened to get a time machine now, like just get someone to work on that shit.
I had it good too early,
really?
Man. I'm not gonna lie.
That's all that's stopping you from making a time machine.
We need more women
in your buddies.
We need more women in STEM research to help us fucking figure out time stuff.
They teleported actually that's teleportation, I guess it's a little different, but
yeah,
they teleported a light beam before though. What? Recently. Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
They teleported a light beam?
Yeah.
I don't know about this.
Hasn't a light beam... How?
I don't like teleportation.
You know, it's,
did you ever see that...
It's very Trekkie, when you get down to it.
It's scary.
Did you ever see that footage from that camera that was... The camera was so fast that it could literally see everything, and it could see a... could see light coming into this room? Have you ever seen that?
Mm-mm.
Dude, it's so fucking trippy. It's like... What they do is they flash on the lights, or they shine a light somehow, but it looks like just this like laser that just goes, and then like as it hits the other side, then it just like lights up the whole room because the camera is going so fast.
Hmm.
Fucking awesome.
The speed of light is
that's those guys
just
that
pure
made
insanity.
That didn't even get
just pure insanity. Well, like, I was in my car the other day, and I hit the brake lights, and there was like a stop sign that was probably 500 yards down the street from where I was parked.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so crazy to me that the second I hit my fucking brakes, that stop sign is glowing red because of my taillights. Like, it's just pure insanity to me. I can't even wrap my head around that kind of shit, you know?
You just want
to
go to the moon.
How are you not stoned? You're not stoned? Really? No. That fascinates you?
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Wait, light doesn't fascinate you?
It's all right.
Literally, if we didn't have light, we'd be doing shit in the dark. Like they used to in the fucking mountains.
I got a light on my
phone.
How
weird was that?
Wait,
like 100 years ago.
Like sunlight? Wait, what?
I mean, even sunlight. That literally has to travel from the sun to get here. How fast is that? It's fucking crazy.
186,000 miles per second.
No, I'm saying that's crazy. Like that thing is so far away, but as soon as it's like, I'm peeking up, you're like, oh, look, it's daytime.
Or it's like,
it's crazy.
It's like we used to have a cabin on a lake and they, everybody would
of course
be
the 4th
of July.
He's white.
I told you, I peaked too early. And, everybody do their 4th of July celebration, and you see somebody across the lake, they do off a huge mortar, and boom, you'd see that explosion, and then it would literally take like 3 or 4 seconds before you actually heard
the boom, yeah, because it's faster than sound.
Yeah, and it's just so fucking trippy.
I don't know, that interests me only because I really hope that we figure out space travel. So that knowing that that's the fastest thing in the galaxy or the universe, and that's the only thing that we would have to learn how to achieve in order to us to travel between celestial bodies is super fucking interesting.
We don't you even, like we don't you have like to get to Star the... Trek, don't you?
No,
you sound like you like Star Trek.
I like space. I like Mass Effect.
What?
I like Mass Effect.
Star Trek's cool, man. You should check it out.
I don't hate it. I'm just
it
like
sounds like you hate
the
it.
New Star Trek's been better than the new Star Wars, in my opinion. I mean,
they only
new
had
Rogue
one Star Wars, and it was fucking awesome. And
I haven't seen
it
yet.
Are you kidding me?
You haven't seen The Force Awakens yet?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Rogue One.
That one.
I don't even know what that's about, but you saw the other one, right?
I saw Force.
The
yeah,
Force Awakens. Give me a fucking break. They should have named it The Empire Strikes Back Part 2. It's the same goddamn movie over again.
See? What's it like?
Yeah.
What's
right?
it like to fucking hate every fucking yeah. thing that Star Wars?
It's great.
Just try and enjoy it. I've been listening.
You trigger so many nerds. It's awesome.
I have been listening to so many nerd assholes. They won't shut the fuck up about how annoying Jar Jar Binks was. We get it. You didn't like it. You still fucking went to the other two fucking movies.
Right?
You stupid douchebags.
They don't, okay. even like, they don't even like those.
They're
bad,
good
though.
Goddamn movies.
Yeah,
they don't even like
bad.
The Gungans. They what hate the whole that? Race because of one character.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Gungan style?
Yeah, people don't like Gungans
he's the,
because
he's
of Jar Jar.
Literally the most hated thing in the universe. You know what? All he tried to do is help, so fuck off, you
well,
Star Wars
now,
fags.
Well, he's been hated so much, he is now the blame for the universe, the Empire, the Sith. They're saying that he's actually a Sith Jedi shit. Like, he actually had Force powers. Like, that's a thing. And you're like, how did that happen? Like, literally, it's fucking...
I hope that there are, like, other planets, and I hope that Jar Jar Binks comes down here and just fucks the shit out of you for saying that. He was fine. Just let him be like that.
I'm on your side. I just... Like, but a lot of people don't
doesn't
like him.
Sound like... Who cares?
Force Awakens was dog
they
shit.
They didn't make the fucking movie. Do you know how much no. work goes into making a movie? You can't just make it perfect. You guys can shut the
what do you
fuck
mean?
Up.
They bang them out in 1 year.
I feel,
it's taking them 1 year
yeah,
to do
I,
Star
I,
Wars
I
movies.
Feel like we can
do
influence.
Do you have any idea what goes into making a Star Wars movie?
Yeah, a shit ton of money.
$100 billion. You think nobody does anything?
No,
they're
I'm
all
not
like
that.
Very proud of their.
We're
work.
Saying they're mostly
saying
wrong.
Pay their fucking writers more money.
Yeah, we're
it
saying
so,
it was mostly wrong.
It was so garbage.
It's the same
so
as the you complaining
so
about
so
your football
writers,
team.
The writers wrote a subpar thing because they weren't getting paid enough.
You remember the Death Star?
Yeah.
This is 10 times bigger than the Death Star. All
right, I'm on your
it's
side
like, wow,
as far as I'm bitching
this
about
amazing,
it. It was
you
fine.
Guys. This is really groundbreaking stuff here.
It's the next chapter. It's like,
yeah.
come on, man.
Break. What were you guys doing when they were building this shit? It was 10 times bigger. It probably took at least 5 times longer to build that shit.
Okay, like, everybody was partying with the Ewoks, and I'm sure everybody got drunk. And at that time, you know, since the Death
this
Star...
chick who's the junkyard dog, and she beats the fucking Sith Lord in a Jedi fight. It's like, give me a fucking break.
You've triggered his penis.
It's man. Like... It's like, oh, they're going for equality and
you
Star
know,
Wars, too.
You know too much about Star Wars to hate Star Wars. Just fucking admit to everybody that you fucking like Star Wars and stop being a bitch about it.
No, I feel
you
like...
You want to go see Rogue One or what? See?
Well, there's no Jedis in it, so you
I'll
can't...
go on Tuesday when it's $5 movie night at Cinnabar,
smart.
But that's it.
No, see, like...
I'm not paying a dime
I feel like
that.
People can complain about Star Wars the same reason why people can complain about their football team. I feel like it's exactly the same.
What?
It's the same thing. I feel like people... you're like, why complain wow. about it? It's like, it's the same reason people complain about Star Wars. It's the same reason why people can complain about their football team. You're like, what influence can you have on a $1 million franchise? Like, apparently a lot.
You can have a lot. You didn't
right.
see
so
Jar Jar Binks in any other fucking
right.
movies, did you?
So you're like, why does it matter? I'm like, it kind of works.
But it's like, why kill it? Like, somebody thought of that guy, that character.
Because George Lucas was
well,
clearly...
Let him.
He was clearly losing
it's
his shit.
It's his fucking shit. Let him
well,
do
not
it.
Anymore, and that's...
Not anymore, yeah.
Yeah, the
yeah, Disney's got
it
now. Fine.
Well, I'm saying his little remake rant is against a Disney film, not a Lucas yeah. film.
If memory serves, he still made the first three fucking Star Wars
and
movies,
and
everybody
they
fucking
were
loved
great.
It.
They were fine.
And then you guys had to judge him like fuck all over his other fucking movies. He's like, look, I think this is what you guys want. And yeah, he's fucking way wrong.
Well,
because Jar Jar Binks is a piece of shit, but whatever.
Well, it was also like the midichlorians thing was stupid. I don't want to know how the Force works. I don't need that much of a backstory.
Yeah, you do. You fucking Star Wars geeks want to know every fucking aspect of Star Wars. He had to explain it.
Read the book.
Somebody along the lines of Star Wars probably said, what is the Force? What is it? And then he's like, oh, fuck. Maybe I need to make an explanation for this. That's why we know what the fuck Boba Fett looks like is because all you stupid Star Wars assholes right. want to know what's under the fucking mask.
Yeah.
Why can't we just have a mystery character and have it be awesome as shit?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now we know what he fucking looks like. And guess what? Oh, he hangs out with a Wookiee, too. Oh, wait. Way to go and fucking ruin that shit. Now he's fucking hanging out with a Wookiee just like fucking Han Solo. Oh, I guess they were bitter enemies. They must not got along well in fucking parochial school or something. How fucking gay.
Sound like me, Carl.
Yeah, geez. Han shot first. All I'm
Han
saying
did
is,
shoot first.
All I'm
That's
saying
a big
is,
deal.
I'm on, yeah, I'm still on your side. All I'm saying is that those people could have read the comic books or the books beforehand.
They didn't do the work you did. That's what dorks always say.
I didn't read the comic books of the book.
Then
saying,
what are you preaching about it?
Wait, what were you preaching about? You're like, why did they
I read the comic books.
Right. So you knew all that stuff. The people who didn't were like, give me some of the info because I don't know any. Like, but you're not anything. I was like, but we pay for the films and they make more money than the books and the whatever. We're more important than you.
The movies were way better than any fucking books.
Or... I like the video games.
Why? That's not a part of it. That's a dipshit thing. You're being fucking dumb.
Knights
right
of the Old Republic was great.
That what was?
Knights of the Old Republic.
Is that the one? Could you be Darth Vader in that movie?
There's no such thing. It's the Old Republic.
Oh, sorry. I forgot the level of gayness we were using.
You literally just described to me that fucking Boba Fett had a sidekick the same as Hans, and you're calling me a nerd for playing the video game? Eat shit.
I only saw that in one splash page. I can't I even back that up.
And I only played one video game.
I honestly, I'm so far out of reading comics. You go to my house, and there is a wall. Literally, one wall of my house has a bunch of comic books on it.
You're not getting rid of them?
No, man. That's just a few of them. I've got boxes.
They ruined
and boxes
one marriage. You can't ruin two.
Why would I get rid of... Who the fuck would want them? I spent probably...
The nerds...
The nerds don't want my things. Real nerds are going to be like, oh, who's Moon Knight? I don't give a fuck. Every appearance of Moon Knight. You down, dog?
Wait, do I want to buy them or do I just want to like go to your place like a library and just check out...
It's been ransacked, but I have every appearance of Moon Knight ever, even if he was just in the background of something. That's an obsession.
You don't strike me as being the nerdy type at all, dude.
Oh, I stopped when I got out of high school because they let all the fags in, you know? I don't know. No, it's just
like everything else is wrong with this country.
It got
too mainstream.
No, when you do the things like you get married and stuff, it's like you just fucking can't.
Yeah, her vagina, stop it.
Oh.
That's what happens, man. The same thing.
Wow. You submit all the things you like for all the stuff she likes so she can give you
pussy.
Yeah,
but
because
how
pussy
much
becomes
did we really like them more than getting laid anyway?
Dreaming
well,
is
we
a
didn't
very,
know.
Dreaming,
we didn't know at the time.
No, I'm saying imagination was very important for childhood of men. I feel like we used to go outside and play cowboys and Indians, and then all of a sudden, as soon as we get a certain age, we'd be like, pussy's better. I don't need to do that stupid shit anymore. I need a car.
You don't gotta be 20 years old chasing your friend around with a cap gun, you dipshit.
That was his rant earlier.
Get a fucking job.
That's why he hates video games. It's the,
like, I kind of take side.
Right. Exactly,
but
right?
If you like video games, society. It's like if you're going to use that time to like watch a show or read a book or something, it's like why is video games got to be the fucking
the entertainment
thing? You don't do it because you'll get fucking addicted because they're fucking way awesome.
Yeah,
it's just the way. Well, like, that's why I don't do heroin because it'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's like my nephew. I look at my nephew, and if he had his way and he could do it however he wanted and nobody interrupted him, nobody said shit, he would play video games every waking
moment.
Hour of his entire life.
Yeah.
Every waking hour. I'm not kidding you. He would never put clothes on. He would just fucking be playing Call of Duty or whatever the fuck it is.
Why are you trying to stop the inevitable?
Stop.
Why are you trying to stop the Wall-E future?
I'm...
He's not... And he wouldn't be writing code ever. He wouldn't be designing video games at some point. No, he would just keep fucking
playing. He'd rather be a
playtest.
No, you don't have to keep them in your house. They still have to go to school. They're learning stuff. If that's their interest,
you would hope so, but
let them do it. My kid plays fucking football, and he plays video games. Plays fucking football like a good player, but he plays video games like a fucking champion. He's super good.
And now you can make money doing it.
Yeah, but what would you say if he was just playing football all the time? That's all he ever wanted to do. How would you feel about that?
I would feel awesome about it, and then I would also look at the reality. He has my genes.
Dad
okay?
Jeans.
He's got my genes, and,
it won't
like,
last forever.
And his mom's genes are bigger. Okay? He's not going to be a... I mean, he might
be a
lineman. He could be a lineman.
Lineman.
He's really good. But,
nope.
I mean,
so that
think
low
about
center
it.
Of gravity.
Yeah. I mean, he probably will, I'll bet, till college. But nowhere... I mean, that's not his career. He's not going to be in the NFL.
We don't know that. Don't crush his dreams now.
I'm not crushing him. I'll fucking fight for him till the end, but still.
Like Puffy?
Puffy. Puffy.
Yeah, he fought for his kid to play on that. What was it? I don't remember what team his son plays for.
Puffy?
Yeah, Puff Daddy.
He had to fight for his kid to play.
Yeah, his son had an incident when he was in college.
Oh, did he poop himself? Yeah.
Speaking of people's kids, I saw something today actually on the internet that Jerry Jones is maybe his grandson, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think his grandson or his nephew or something like that. I guess he's a college player. I guess he's got a pretty bright future in front of him. He had a fucking big game last time he played, and people are talking about him.
If who? Jerry Jones.
That's a good
owner of the Cowboys.
The owner of the Cowboys.
Don't worry. Is he playing for the Cowboys?
No, he's just playing really well, and people are talking about it.
Yeah. Fucking good on him, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. And when your fucking grandpa is Jerry Jones, that definitely doesn't hurt your chances of getting drafted potentially.
No,
but.
Doesn't, but
usually, and he's a white guy.
Usually,
and
they
he's a white guy.
But don't they usually base that on like how good of a player he is?
You would hope so.
Yeah.
Is
he a good player?
For the most,
I would hope so.
Okay, I think he's probably a good player
for the most part.
Good,
but it doesn't hurt though, man. It doesn't hurt having like Steph Curry. He's a great player. But
his dad was a former basketball player. It helped him out tremendously. His mom used to be a track and field. That might be athletic. That still might be that he was really good because his parents were athletic.
Did Vince Lombardi's kids ever win a Super Bowl?
Fuck no, they're probably all alcoholics.
Hey,
you kidding me,
man? Nepotism can get you so far, but not in professional sports.
Which is why I like sports.
If he's out on the field and he's getting killed by a lineman, he's gonna be like, "Do you know who my dad is?
How dare you tackle me that hard?
Do you know who I am?"
He's like, I would think that he would be like a target. And people would be like, I'm gonna take out the boss's kid.
I'm gonna fuck up Jerry Jones's.
If he makes it to the Cowboys,
fuck.
I got my boss's kid drunk once.
Yeah, I don't know if you.
I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I was gonna say don't talk about that. That seems like a bad.
Known him since he was like 12,
and he was 21.
And I took him drink. And now I've worked there like 20 years. Now
oh, okay,
30.
You've been in the same job for 20 years.
Fuck yeah!
Really, Jesus Christ! Are you owner yet or
yeah.
partial owner?
I'm a. Oh, no, that's all changed.
You have your own board of directors? I'm
not going to explain my whole company to you guys, but I'm a top guy at where we are. We're in Linwood, our Linwood office.
You're a made man.
I'm a made man at that company.
You have like a cigar.
But we just
got Pesci.
We just got bought out by this other company, and so no one is made anymore. So we're all probably...
Everybody's got to prove themselves again.
But it'll probably end in like a suicide where we're all naked and fucking each other. And it's like, I'm the last one. And
is it a Chinese company?
No.
Oh, all
right. Yeah, it's some honky from fucking Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they get lots of, they're so fucking cheap out there.
Well, they don't need anything because we do all the goddamn work.
Well,
basically, they bought a great company and it just boosted their massive big company.
Yeah.
Like, none of their shit is as impressive as the shit that we do.
Yeah.
Because
that's how it goes, though. You just acquire somebody, and that's where you get your growth from. You know?
Yeah.
Acquire an up-and-comer.
Capitalism.
That's good, yeah.
I hope my boss never...
Speaking of capitalism, though, and democracy, I want to get into a serious topic here.
Oh, God. Here we go.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, because this has just been all fucking nonsense from this point on.
Yeah, lots of non sequiturs.
And so I want to give the people...
I don't know
I want to give the people who are still listening at this point, all three of them, I want to give them a little something to take home here.
Did I lose them all?
No.
Well, it was all of us. You know, we won't put all the blame on anybody.
I'm sorry. Did we lose listeners? There's three people listening to us.
They might have paused their iPod or iPhone or MP3 or Zune.
I'm just shitting on us.
Do people listen live?
I'm shitting on us. No. No.
Oh.
That's impossible. Oh. Unless they're hanging out outside my window.
Turn it up. Speak louder.
Yeah. What's that knocking on the window? No, I want to get into this because the timing is very, very important. It's very important because tomorrow
is the last day.
That the electorals are supposed to vote. They're set to vote for...
Recount.
Yeah. For the election, yeah. The actual electors. Because, you know...
What's happening?
They're going to try to redo the whole numbers to see if Hillary actually won because of the extra vote she's apparently had.
Who gives a shit?
Well, it's not even...
America. That's why it's happening tomorrow.
She's not going to be president.
It's not even... Well, that's the thing.
That's the thing tomorrow.
They're trying to make this happen, though. So here's what's going on. I mean, everybody's talking about this. Yeah, because the electors, they're supposed to go with how their state voted. So your state voted for Trump. So you're supposed to, as an elector, you're supposed to say, okay, well, we're going to vote for Trump then. Because, again, it's about electoral votes.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got these people who get all the votes. And they, actually submit the vote at the end and make the actual decision. So basically what's going on now, everybody's, I'm sure everybody that's listening has heard about it, you know. It's all about the Russian hack. How the Russians hacked the election. You know, they were on Donald Trump's side and they were trying to sway things for Donald Trump. And it's just so insane to me how they're trying to pull out all the stops to try to switch this election and to try to change the outcome and the results of this. Like, you go down the list of all the shit that they've tried to pull from, like you said, the recount to, you know, to, what else have they been doing? They're talking about,
I mean, you should just go straight into the espionage, and then there was Pizzagate.
I didn't even know that you got, they were recounting anything. Who gives a shit?
Well, they
She's
tried.
Not going to win.
They do. That's why it's happening.
They tried, and it didn't do anything.
What if she won? Then they're going to be like, you know what, bitch? We fucking already figured it out. Sorry, you lost.
Well, and that's the problem here. It's like they can't accept this, you know?
She's down by 70.
And it's funny to me because I've heard liberals talk about this.
Yeah.
And they talk about how good they are at losing. And you go down the list of shit that they're fucking tried to pull to change this shit.
I've never heard a liberal say they're good at losing. They've never played a sport. And apparently, if they had, they always got participation trophies. They never actually won.
Apparently
shit.
You haven't seen a set recently from our good friend Hong Kong. But,
oh, all right.
But it's just insane to me, though, that they're talking about this Russian hack, because everybody's talking about it.
Was it a hacker in Russia, or was it?
That's the
word. Do they know who he was?
Allegedly.
No.
We don't. That's the problem here, is we don't even have any concrete evidence yet.
Was he in Russia?
There's no concrete evidence yet. It's all speculation. The CIA is saying we're confident in our sources here.
Why even bring up the word Russia? Why not just say
hacker?
You
have to have somebody to blame.
Hillary kept saying it.
You have to have somebody to blame. And she's setting up the proxy war. That's the thing. It's like, oh, well, if we blame it on Russia, and then we do flip the election, great. Now we know who we're going to attack next when we get into office.
Well, then we have Aleppo, where it's like Russia's helping take the city back, and we help the ISIS soldiers.
What's Aleppo?
Aleppo is hell on earth.
Aleppo is the biggest city in Syria
right now,
even though the capital is Damascus. And I'm always like, why don't they just tell people to move to Damascus and leave fucking Aleppo? But it's because it was the biggest city there.
But it's hell on earth, essentially. The city's been completely
hell on earth.
We should go there and make like a breakdance video.
It's fucking terrible, dude.
Well, you can, but if you go to the western area, you'll probably get bombed by a Russian bomb.
Huh. Oh, that sucks. I won't go there.
No, right? You don't want to be.
I wouldn't want to go there.
Well, we don't want to go there.
Especially as an American.
We don't want to go there, but they're trying to do the thing that we always end up in wars with. They're trying to show us all the bombed out buildings and the sad children. Like, come on, America, come help us. I'm like, no, every time we help, you guys get mad at us.
Yeah.
So fuck it.
Lots I don't think children. You make that decision, though. So they're like, help us. And you're like, no, every time we help you, it gets fucked up. No shit, it's going to get fucked up. People are blowing each other up.
No, I'm saying every war where there are people like, why is everyone ignoring us? And then like Vietnam, where there was like a bunch of people taking pictures of people setting themselves on fire. And we're like, we should go help the French take back Vietnam before the North Vietnamese make South Vietnam communists.
I think one guy. There wasn't a bunch of guys setting themselves on fire.
No, I'm saying that was one of the photos.
That's a pretty funky religion.
No, it wasn't religious. They were doing it to protest at the fact that no one was helping Vietnam fight the communist North Vietnam go south, and it was just France helping South Vietnam. That's why a bunch of Vietnamese people speak French. That's what a banh mi is. It's basically a French bread.
Is it good?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They got like a sourdough.
You're right.
They do have interesting bread for their Vietnamese sandwiches.
They do rye? I don't like rye.
No. It's French. It's a baguette. It's a baguette.
Yeah, it's like a baguette.
But you put all those Vietnamese foods in it, and it's called a banh mi, and that's just a...
Oh, man, those are good. I had one of those once.
Yeah, that's why.
Very interesting bread.
That's also why they like brandy or Hennessy.
I don't know. What?
Cognac.
How come he's throwing out a lot of stereotypes, isn't he?
No.
Kind of
They come from somewhere, Carl. They come from somewhere.
No.
They don't come out of thin air.
Yeah, cognac is very popular in Vietnam. I used to work with lots of Vietnamese. It's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, but no, the French needed help. The French pulled out because they are French. And then we were like, we'll help you, South Vietnam, to stop the North Viet Cong. And then we fucking lost, too. But that was because of all the images. And everyone in America was like, help them. And then we went over there. And it was like, why are we over there? And I'm like, what do you want us to do? So now everyone's telling us to go help Aleppo and Syria. And I'm like, but we'll end up fighting Russia.
Yeah, and it's just insane.
I'm just saying nobody ever asked me if we should go fight anybody.
No, they don't have to ask. You can have an executive order, and the president can do it. Which was what?
That's the thing. They don't have to ask anymore. The president can just do whatever the fuck he wants, basically. Yeah.
Hillary wanted to so fucking bad. Yeah.
And it drives me nuts, dude, because it's like, again, They have no concrete evidence. They've proven nothing. You do have these CIA intelligence officials who say, we're very confident in blah, 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 and then don't give any source of any information at all. It's like, dude, about the CIA has been lying for fucking 30 years about to all get us kinds to fight of stuff. Bullshit. Yeah. Yes, to get us into fights. And even Vladimir Putin at this point has said, listen, you guys either come up with the evidence or stop talking about it, or shut the fuck up about it. And he's literally said that.
Yeah.
And it's like, right there should almost prove it. I mean, it could be propaganda, but
I'm on their side. Why don't you just leave it alone? Stop asking questions. Let them run the things the way they're going to run things
over there
and over here, and let them do it.
Right.
Just let them do it. There's no tanks rolling through our towns.
Right.
There's no bombs being shot.
Right.
Nobody's dying. Okay. Everything's cool over here.
Yep.
That's the point.
Yep.
Okay. Let it be fucked up over there.
Right.
Sorry, I don't care as much about those people
exactly.
as I do myself.
Exactly.
But do it that way.
But here's the problem, though, Carl.
I don't want to fight anybody.
Here's the problem, though, Carl.
Somebody else.
If we end up turning the results of this election, which a lot of them would like, I saw some CIA director, he was on CNN, there was a clip of it, and he said with Russia involved, he said, we just need to vote again.
No.
We need to vote again. We have to have another vote. Mm-hmm. And if you end up doing this shit and you try to overthrow it, we completely risk having a civil war. You think all the people who voted for Trump are going to be like, oh, well, you know, you win some, you lose some.
You know, what the hell? You know who's going to win that war?
Uh-uh.
The fucking Republicans with their guns. You fucking cat-buying pussies.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And here's the thing, too. And here's
they
the thing.
Win. Just let him be the president for 4 years. If he fucks it up enough,
then we'll get
whatever jackass they
Exactly.
Exactly.
And it won't affect our lives.
That's what we're saying.
And
but
the
there
crazy,
are literally people.
But
who,
here's the craziest part for me is they're saying, you know, the Russians hacked and they involved and they persuaded to help Trump, you know, because they let all the WikiLeaks out and all this shit. They don't even dispute any of the bullshit that came out in WikiLeaks. They don't dispute validity. They don't say, oh, no, this didn't happen. This No. It's like, and it's like, who gives a fuck? Who leaked the shit? It came out. We realized that Clinton is corrupt, the most corrupt candidate ever in the history.
We made Bernie lose. We made Bernie lose.
Yeah, we stole
we
from
admit
Bernie.
All that was real.
They don't even argue that.
No.
They don't even argue that shit. They're just like, well, you know, they were involved, so we got to do it again, you know, because that's not fair. It's just, it's fucking insane
that's
to me.
Weird that you're,
well,
that's
Bill
your...
Clinton was president, I worked that entire time and was never laid off.
It must have been nice.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking nice.
I was gonna say
so
90.
Why do you guys got to backstab the fucking guy? Let him be corrupt. They're all corrupt. Why you
got
to make
big deal out of everything? Well, he got lucky because of the internet, dude.
How did he get lucky because of the internet?
Because it's tiny.
There wasn't an actual video of him getting his dick sucked by Monica Lewinsky.
No, that was later in his
presidency. He lucked out? No, he's fucked up forever now because everybody said you can't fuck this bitch.
Well, he's fucked up forever because his wife ran again and everyone brought it back up because for a while we kind of just forgot about it.
I don't think that it happened, but I sure as hell hope that Barack Obama was just like banging the shit out of like all sorts of women. Probably didn't happen, but I would like him to have that option.
Oh, because he's the president? Yeah,
well,
he's
always
president.
An option for
I mean,
you
I
president.
Wouldn't either. Have you seen Michelle? But I mean, I'm just saying that like...
Yeah, she'd kick your ass if you fucking cheated on her.
It's like, I just hope that there's enough shit in place now that that doesn't leak out anymore.
Yeah. All these people
must
who
have
are
put
pushing...
it in with Bush. There's no way that fucker's getting laid. He's such a dork.
Well, Barbara wasn't really. Or Nessa's mom.
That's his mom.
You
oh, my
you
God.
You can't fool again.
I forgot. What the hell was his wife?
Laura?
Yeah.
Yeah, Laura. Okay.
I don't think the people that want to do a revote or all the whatever bullshit, I don't think they realize the implications of this and how big of a problem this could potentially be. Because again, you're risking a civil war in this country. And like you said, there's no tanks rolling through. There's no people shooting each other. Not yet.
Yeah.
Not at this point.
Where are you going to get a tank, bro?
The Redmond Police Department has a tank.
Well, the Redmond Police Department does not have a
it's
tank.
It's an APC, but it's not a tank.
What's an APC?
I'm not worried about tanks. Okay?
Armored personnel carrier.
I'm worried
carrier.
About a fucking guy kicking down my door with a sawed-off shotgun and fucking putting
buckshot. I don't like our president!
Putting buckshot in my chest and stealing all my dry goods. And
wait, you think we'll have
my food stores?
We're all gonna suddenly forget how money works, and we gotta go stealing and killing.
Well,
it's
if
not
you're
gonna be the purge, if the thing is, and seriously, a civil war in this country,
it's likely
too many self-involved, lazy, fat fucks. They wouldn't get them to beat the shit out of their neighbor. They just say snide things, and they'd be like, "We need a new type of government where there's assholes with guns over here, and they just sort of promise not to kill the big fat, withering liberal that won't get off his fucking Netflix account.
I feel like liberals are
shamed.
Yeah. I feel like liberals are skinnier than the conservatives.
It's like, liberals are the...
They're usually vegans.
I'm so liberal, and God, we're a bunch of fucking pussies.
Whiners.
I mean, God.
That's what I'm saying here.
You can't even drink milk. It's like a lot of you.
You're talking about the vegans or you're talking about lactose? Because I can't drink milk because if I drink milk, you wouldn't want to hang out with me.
Why?
Because I'll just end up making these really smelly farts and it makes my stomach
See how you told me that story? Yeah. Just say, I don't like milk, man. And I'll be like, cool, man.
Oh, my God. I have a joke about that. I don't hate milk, motherfucker. I love milk. I can't eat it because if I eat it, my stomach hurts and I get cramps. And then I also fart, and then you'll be like, what's that smell and why is it?
You can't eat it because it's milk.
Milk isn't insulted if you say you hate it. I hate milk. I don't really hate milk, but you can say you hate milk.
No, not milk.
Okay,
don't
tell me.
Milky complexion people get offended when you say you can't drink milk because they're the ones that found out that they can suck an animal's tit to get milk. It's not a common food in Asia and Africans. That's why they're the most likely to be lactose intolerant.
I don't take a lot of pride in knowing that you can get milk out of a cow's tit.
Well, you should take less pride than someone of
We're white guys. We figured that out. I don't even know if that's accurate.
What do you mean? Tom Green?
Tom Green did it, yeah. But
and
also,
he wasn't the first one.
No, the that's first one was true. A white
who
guy.
Who else was?
Who?
Probably a fucking cow, man. That's what they're for.
What?
Cows suck cows' teats.
So why don't we milk whales to get their milk?
That sounds like a lot of fucking work.
More work than producing a bunch of cows?
Yes, quite a bit more. They live in the ocean. Cows are fucking everywhere and they're slow.
No, cows are everywhere because we made them everywhere. You know what used to be everywhere? I'm from Colorado. Buffalo. We used to have more of that than cows.
Well, there certainly weren't more whales around. Why would you choose
whales?
Yes,
there were. There used to be a lot of whales. You know what happened to whales? They got whaled to make oil for our lanterns to light up all of our gaslight lanterns in our streets. I feel like historically you're off on lots of points, but I like where you're trying to go.
I'll tell you, here's where I'm trying to go. I don't miss a single fucking whale. That seems like a really good use of that species for their blubber.
It was when they existed before we found electricity, and then we were like, oh, we don't need you anymore.
Okay, well, then they can fuck each other and make more whales. And it's like, hey, okay, cool.
Not with the Japanese.
Not with the Japanese killing them
still. Then let them whale.
They are. That's why we don't have certain species of whales anymore.
Who fucking cares? Do you miss them? Name a single missing species of whale.
None.
All animals are important, Carl.
Fuck
no, it's not all whales are important.
Nobody gives a shit
all
that
animals
the
matter.
Dodo isn't around anymore. Who would buy one?
No.
Who would buy a dodo?
No
He's
one.
A shit animal that is now extinct, and no one gives a fuck. We've actually used their existence as to make an insult, you dodo. Okay? Fuck
them. Than dodos, but
okay,
I'm like, okay,
we're
so if we
than dodos.
We are smarter than dodos, we're not. Fine. The problem is that if we lose certain species like bees, what happens?
Who fucking gives a shit? We don't got honey.
I give a shit. You can't keep
no,
saying that. If we
it's
if
the
bees
pollination.
Die, yeah, they pollinate. Yeah.
They
pollinate it.
The planet's gonna die because there's no bees.
You're like me. You're so mixed.
Do you know how many?
Yeah, your
bees
are really.
Bees there are
not a lot.
Try
not enough.
Okay, fine. Then I say. It's open season on bees. Let's try and kill them and just see what happens.
You honestly
think that the pollen is going to go down?
Yes.
Well, you're probably allergic to it anyway. You got glasses on. I'm sure you're allergic to it.
That's because I sat too close to TVs playing video games.
Oh, my God.
I used to date a girl from Sierra Club. Literally, yeah, if bees fucking die, we're fucked. And we're already kind of fucked.
Yeah, all jokes aside, bees are very important, dude.
Yeah, I feel like you're making lots of statements, but you're
need that shit for crops.
When
all
have
that
you
stuff.
Ever seen a bee do that?
Just because they scare you when they get too close to you, and you get
everybody's scared of bees. Don't fucking think
I'm not scared of bees.
I'll bet both
I'm not scared
of you
bees.
Are allergic to
I'm
bees.
Scared of wasps. Bees, if they sting you, they are aware that they'll die.
Oh, I get. Oh yeah. No, they're not.
It's a last resort.
Bees will die. Yes, last resort.
So will wasps.
No,
I love
wasps.
Bees, okay,
is...
I saw the Bee Movie with Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh my God, that was
it was
a great.
Great.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
If wasps can sting you repeatedly, bees if they sting you once, their thing rips out and they die. But it gives off a pheromone to let them know to the other bees, hey, this guy fucked me, and come attack him. That's what bees do.
Yeah, wasps
so,
are fucking assholes.
Yeah, wasps.
So
are fucking...
they sting you and. With their dying breath, call their boys to come and die
like,
as well.
Yes.
Avenge
my death.
Yeah, literally, yeah, that's what they do. They jump you.
Psh, dude, fucking bees are kind of gangster.
Right?
They are, dude. They're important, man.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I like them more
than them pollinating
all bees,
shit.
All bees matter.
Well, they're the only ones that do it.
Bee lives matter.
Because of...
fucking ladybugs do that shit, and they do it elegantly.
They do.
They like aphids.
They're very classy.
Yeah,
they're
like
not
aphids.
Like aphids. Don't you fucking say
they
that.
They eat aphids.
Good, they eat aphids.
I know,
aphids
good.
Are
aphids suck ass.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Just relax, liberals, okay? That's the point of this. Is just relax, liberals, all right? We don't We don't need a fucking civil war in this country. I think Trump won, even with the mainstream media and everybody else not on his side. He still won.
Dude,
maybe it was Russia, but hey, why do you think they hacked? Maybe they don't want war.
I do not want to fight you, America.
Maybe they don't want war either.
I like being second place in the world with nuclear weapons.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just not worry about it, okay? She's a corrupt bitch, and we don't need her.
Which one?
What
are we talking about?
Hillary. Hillary, yeah, she sucks.
Dude.
She sucks. She's terrible.
Super hot, though. She's terrible.
But let's wrap this thing here.
I feel like those are raisin nipples.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now we really need to wrap this before we get into the nipple talk. But thank you guys for listening to another episode. If you guys got through this one, good on you guys. Good on you. You know, it was tough for me even just sitting next to Carl.
Are you kidding me?
Here for an hour and a half. It was rough, but I got through it. So if you guys did,
I'll bet.
I said this before, and I'll say it again. You're better people than us.
Merry Christmas.
You're much better people than us. Yeah. Merry Christmas, you guys. Don't get too into the Elf on the Shelf. All right, you guys. Just have a good time with your family.
Go buy an Elf on the Shelf.
Just have a good time with your family. Enjoy their company. You know, be kind to them. Maybe do a little singing, a little Christmas caroling.
No molesting. Say no molesting.
No molesting. We don't need that. That's not part of the tradition.
Unless you're Catholic, it's okay.
Well, yeah, okay. That's
that was like that was a lot of people you should have offended right there. Yeah.
I hope so.
But thank you guys for listening. Hit us up, you guys, on Twitter. It's at an earful. Or Earful, excuse me. I always do this.
I don't know.
Earful in E-City. No wonder we don't have enough followers.
I can change the name.
Can't you write it down?
I probably should. That would be very organized. But at Earful in E-City on Twitter. And if you guys got something you want to talk to us about, hit us up via email. It's emeraldcitypodcast@gmail.com. You got anything you want to plug, Carl? I know you do.
We got a show at the end of the month at Tony V's on the 30th. Friday the 30th. Mm-hmm. It's John Slayton, Corey Michaelis, and Rob Moore.
Oh.
So if you guys like it, with me, I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. It's at Tony V's in Everett on Hewitt Avenue, up the street
from
the Xfinity Arena. Good little venue, you guys. Definitely some good comics. So definitely make sure you get out there and check it out. If you guys got nothing going on, good way to kick off your New Year's weekend. That should be a good one. Two weekend holidays in a row, actually. We got Christmas on a Sunday, and then we got New Year's on. That's the third. Yeah, New Year's Day is on a Sunday as well.
Yeah, they're always the same day.
That's a good day for a Sunday.
But thank you guys for joining us, though. Another episode of Earful in the Emerald City. Number 59, still at it, you guys. We appreciate the fuck out of you guys. If you guys enjoyed it, do us a favor
tell
one of your friends, you know? Maybe the one you don't like that much, to be honest, you know?
Yeah, ooh. We would love to make fun of them, and then they wouldn't even fucking know it.
Yeah, exactly, you know? But, yeah, you know, maybe spread the word here. Help us out a little bit. We're not in the marketing thing yet. We're working on it, but I keep saying that, and we still haven't done anything. But nonetheless, we're going to get on it. But
should get some leather jackets.
We can arrange that. Maybe the green ones, like you were talking about earlier, actually.
Green leather jackets.
We'll look into that, definitely, for sure. Okay. Thank you guys for joining us. An Earful in the Emerald City for Carl Reynolds. And my boy, Marcus Netters, I'm Slim, Aaron Berg, thank you for joining us, and we will talk to you Christmas fucks next week.
Salute.